Juju, juju, juju. Fire drill.
We have a fire drill going on here. Fire drill. World's coming to an end. Fire drill. Fire drill. World's coming to an end. Fire drill.
Hey, good morning. It's probably like, what's he doing? It's too early or too late, depending where you are in the world. Anyway, this is the good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And I hope you are doing well today. It just turned 6 o'clock. So I think I'm going to count it as we got it in because I hit the button. It just took a little while for it to go. So I'm going to count what we got as a 5 a.m., right? So I'm Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. Today, I want to talk a little bit, some touchy-feely stuff, but I don't know, some practical stuff, some thought process. And why do we do this? So we can revalue to the customer, not work 60, 80 hours a week, have some fun along the way, to get home to our family and friends, you know, do some good stuff and fun stuff we want to do with them, expand our life, balance that work-life thing, and just make life easier. Everybody makes things so complicated sometimes. So it's kind of what we'll talk about here today. So why the fire drill? I got two topics to talk about today. One, I want to talk about fire drills, hint, fire drills. And the other one, problems providing, you know, as a scrum master or an agile coach or someone's, a lot of times people ask you for the solution or the answer, but is it really an opportunity for an interaction? So this is where, you know, what you can do and how you do it. And it's a very tough place to be because a lot of places want the answer and they just want the answer. Give me the answer and I'll just go. Like, well, no, right? So sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. We'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, fire drill. Fire drill. Get the fire engine. Woo, woo, woo. Fire drill. I was in my coaching cohort yesterday and we were talking about some stuff and talking about Cantor. So our Goddard, actually, Cantor. This is from John Goddard, but we were talking about Cantor. Anyway, and we were talking about how they get change and what is needed. And one of the couple questions, what's your, you know, most thing that puzzles you about teams in the transformation process? And mine was just the repeating of the same thing every cycle and having a problem with it, but not doing anything to change the cycle. That's the part that just puzzles me. And the other day we had a fire drill. The powers that be change the system. Boom. And I was warning everybody. He says, no one will tell me what the results of this change are going to be. And we're just all going to have to experience it come Monday morning. Right? And I was right. It's a couple of things. Boom, boom, boom. Little bombs going up. And things just stop working. And then I said, what do you do, Greg? And I said, well, here, try this. You know, what do you think, you know, what would be? So one of the things everybody kept telling me, well, what's the answer? What should the answer be? And in my mind, it was kind of interesting because the product owners and the BAs and the scrum masters, like, well, what should I put in this field and what should it be? So I had an opportunity there. I could provide an answer. But then I'm like, well, because I knew who should know the answer, and it was the dev team. The dev team is the one that's supposed to know the answer to this field question. I was like, well, it's sometimes this, but I can't be sure. And I want to put that doubt. I don't know. And I said, the best place to go is to go talk to your dev team. Your dev team knows the answer to this thing. This is an opportunity for you to engage with your dev team directly and help work together to put the answer in this field that everybody wanted to know. Of course, nobody wanted to hear that, but it's the right answer because it generated an opportunity for them to get together. Did they fail at that? Many teams did fail at that. You know, they get so hyped up in doing stuff and deliver. Wow. We're trying to reconnect. I think I just went. Do we go bad? How can we go bad? I don't know. Your connection is unstable. Please wait while we're trying to reconnect. So I don't even know if we're connected. YouTube's been having some problems. Everything's been having problems. I think we're back on. So if we went garbly goobly, and then you're like, well, now it's really bad. No, that was me. If the thing went bad. So that, but anyway, so back to the topic. So it provided an opportunity for me not to give an answer, but for me to encourage them to work as a team on what the solution was. And they would say, well, what do we do each one? I said, well, every time the story is generated, you should get this information for your development team. And that goes into the epic and all that kind of stuff and certain fields and stuff like that. They didn't like that, but it is the right one, right? So it's the one that should be given. But I would always kind of be like, okay, so here's some of the, but you really need to make sure and confirm with your team what it really is. And I even got a great quote. The one person who does this stuff, he says, yeah, they shouldn't blindly put an answer in there without checking with their dev team. I was like, yes. So it was great having the technical person agree with me on how they answer the problem is go talk to the dev team, actually have an interaction. It was terrible. Oh my God, I can't have an interaction with the dev team. But that was the answer, right? So when you get to solutions or those problems, don't always give an answer. Encourage them to interact with each other. And that's one of the tough jobs as a consultant, an agile coach, scrum master, whoever comes in, is don't give the answer right away. Ask them, how do you solve that answer? Where do you think that information comes from, right? Some of those powerful questions, right? So that's the fire drills. I got another fire drill one. Actually, I mixed them around. So actually, that was the providing a solution when there's opportunity for interaction. But there's another one. So here's a fire drill. So again, we changed the systems. And it's not for us yet, even though it started all this havoc when they're asking for information and these solutions, right? Which was the second topic. However, it's not due now. It's going to be due in the new year, right? So we have we have different kinds of changes. One's one level, one's another level. And right now we do mostly this other level, but this process has been put in place. And this is where the fire drills drive me crazy. So I know it's going to be a fire drill come the new year because they're not going to do anything. So I'm like, well, it's an opportunity to practice. But they're like, but we do it this way, and this is what this is. I said, the way we do it is the same as the current way that they're practicing with, except we have to put more layers of documentation on it. But everything's the same. The process, the steps, everything's the same. So my thing is, why don't we practice it before the fire hits, right? Because when the fire hits and you didn't practice it, for all these opportunities to practice what's going on, you're going to come screaming at me, what do we do? What do we do? We don't know what we're doing. The system's not working. So this is one of my things that just drove me crazy with teams. It's coming. Why don't we practice getting ready for it? Because it's the same stuff. They're going to collect the information now anyhow. And technically, they should be collecting that information too as they go. But no. They're like, well, we'll see what it comes in the new year. I'm like, okay, you got a couple of like you got like two opportunities to practice this thing before it kicks in. And if you don't do it right, you're not gonna be allowed to push your code into production, right? So it's not critical now, but it will be critical come the new year that you do this process right or no code in production. And that'll really piss off the customer, right? So this is one of my pet peeves. It's like, if you have opportunities to practice it and it's not going to count against you and it's okay if you make it wrong, why don't you want to try it now? This is one of my pet peeves. The fire drill is coming. I can see it a mile away. It's going to be a pain in the butt. So why not practice it and get it ready and hone the process a little bit before we get there? Just like scrum and sprints. You know, everybody's like, why do we do sprint review every day? Why do we do the review? Why do we do the retrospective? Why do we do the daily scrum? Well, practice, right? The more we practice something, the better we get at it. So that when it really comes down to it, we're really good at it. And it's not, it's second nature. It's not a big deal, right? When people don't do reviews like the rocket launch, and one of my things I look at is like, you know, if you don't get out there and put out stuff, you're going to lose it and you're going to get gun shy, right? All these companies that don't want to do like the YouTubes and share their stuff in the world because they're all afraid. They don't want anybody to see what we do when it doesn't work. Well, you're gun shy. I mean, everybody's going to see it sooner or later. The history is going to mark it as where it is. So why not just show it and get feedback and make it better? And actually, one of the Azure coaches the other day said something about, and I agree. Really, you can make the best magical product ever in your mind, but you'll never know until you get in front of the customer what they're going to give tell you. So I met the spec, but until you put it in front of the customer, you're not going to know. So that's all I have for today. It is Tuesday. This was our 434th episode. Please like us if you like our show, our topics. Send me some topics if you have something you really want to talk about. And ring the little bell so you get notification when we go live. And getting up early in the morning and getting stuff done before everybody hears. But apparently my YouTube still has a problem. We'll see what that looks like later on. See, I always kind of look at the stuff after we did it just to see how YouTube was working. Because every day it does something a little quirky, little thing here or there. So anyway, have a great day. Happy scrumming. See you tomorrow. And take care and have a little fun. And, you know, enjoy what you do. All right. Take care, everybody. Good day. Good luck.